It's 9:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kedra Carr in Colorado Springs. A new state law taking effect next week tightens regulations on Colorado's gun shows. The law bars anyone under 18 years old from entering gun shows without a parent or guardian and requires shows ensure each gun sale complies with the state's 3-day waiting period. Gun show operators also now have to share a security plan with local law enforcement, implement security measures, and carry liability insurance. The law does not apply to shows that only include antique firearms. Colorado cannabis sales are likely to once again pass the $1 billion mark for 2025, but this year may produce the lowest total for sales in years. Through October, state sales generated nearly $200 million in taxes for the state, according to the State Department of Revenue. But the totals are well below the state's biggest years for cannabis sales in 2020 and 2021, when they were nearly doubled this year's likely total. Industry watchers point to a steady supply of recreational cannabis and falling demand as the reasons behind the lagging revenues. More than 50 people were rescued from a stalled ski lift in western Colorado Monday afternoon. The Mesa County Sheriff's Office says after the lift stalled at Powderhorn Mountain Resort, the county's search and rescue helped remove 57 people over the span of 2 hours. No injuries were reported. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. It's 9:06.